slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Just give me a minute. It's almost lunchtime, huh? I think there is another 6 more minutes to go. Just now you want to ask question? Is there? You want to ask question? Pass the mic to her. then don't. That one you can wait till when I'm free, or lunchtime, Okay. Anybody wants to report the meditation or ask any question? Don't have, huh? Don't have. Maybe I read to you this part, Heart Sutta, chapter 11, 1.1. Our true mind or essence of mind is always there. True suchness, Ru Putong in Mandarin. This is the reason why we cannot practice mindfulness or sati. So you have to get this right. To practice and to train is different. You understand? Practice is repeating the thing without understanding. When you train, you do with understanding. So practice is always by the thought. I read again. This is the reason why you cannot practice mindfulness or sati, and you cannot try to be mindful. Where the trying and the practicing or noting and doing, etc., are always by the thought. If one does not understand this principle of the true mind, that is because the moment you are silent with inner awareness, you are already naturally aware and heedful. And you will be able to see things as they are naturally, to understand the truth and the reality arising within the moment. For if we do not stir the mind or cause it to arise thinking via our heedlessness or conditioning born of our wrong view, then our mind will be quiet and silent without thought. Then it can be aware of this essence of mind or the true mind, which is the natural state of silent inner awareness before the knowing or activity of mind. Hence, mindfulness or sati, which is the silent awareness within, will automatically shine forth from the nature within, because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are silent and aware within with your nature or your essence of mind, or you are lost in thought and is preoccupied with your activity of mind or thinking and reacting, etc. Just like the analogy of the sun I spoken before. The sun is always there and its ray ever shining or radiating. But whenever the clouds are there, its ray cannot shine through. So similarly, your thought, your various emotion and reaction or stirring of mind are like cloud obscuring your true nature or your true mind from shining forth. Hence your inability to see things as they are via the direct seeing with your silent mind or your true mind. So according to the Sutta on Dependent Origination or the 12 links as taught by the Buddha, the first three links are avijja, paccaya, sankhara, then sankhara, paccaya, vijnanam. The fourth link is very important. Dependent on ignorance arises mental activity, sankhara. Then dependent on sankhara or mental activity arises mind or mental consciousness. When you think, what happens? You make contact with the mind, where the mind is another organ. So this is just the pure consciousness or awareness before the knowing or the perception, the pure perception. But the moment the knowing arises, then the perception and labeling, all those things, etc., will arise. That is, there is no one to see or to perceive, means this is the pure perception or objective seeing or the direct seeing. As the true sati is without the observer, there is only an awareness of the phenomena or the impersonal process of this dependent origination or paticca-samuppada arising from the pure awareness or the essence of mind, which is the unconditioned and without the thought, which is part of the egoic mind, or as per what the Buddha had often said. In the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, and there is no one to see, because they are all conditioned arising naturally and causal phenomena. So this is the true understanding of anatta within the dependent origination, born of right view. Hence no more sakkaya ditthi or self-delusion. You see, after the fourth link, avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnanam. After the third link, vijnanam. Vijnanam is the pure consciousness. Then, dependent on vijnanam, it condition what? Dependent on vijnanam, it condition what? Mind and form, or nama rupa. What is that? That is the second aspect, the five mental aggregate of form and mind, because you input the content through perception, the external form. That's how from the pure perception or awareness, when the Buddha said the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see yet. But the moment the psychological mind, or what they call the mundane mind, through its self-delusion, associated with the seeing, the egoic mind come out. I see. Then you separate the observer from the observed. That's how the content went in. Then nama rup. Then this five aggregate of form and mind become the mental five aggregate. So the Buddha said, dependent on this five aggregate of form and mind, there must exist the six sense basis, salayatana. Because without salayatana, the senses, this mental five aggregate cannot arise. That's why dependent on salayatana, which is the sense basis, you condition feeling. That's how all this come about. Actually, at the moment of contact, the first link, avijja paccaya sankhara, there is contact already. Because within that mental activity, you have contact. Otherwise, it cannot arise. So upon contact, what happens is the whole consciousness arises. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara doesn't mean you think alone. Because this ignorance, dependent on ignorance, it will condition mental activity. So this mental activity is very important. Because this mental activity, if you don't have the mindfulness, you cannot see the movement. So when it moves, like the Buddha said, upon contact, like the physical experiment, the light bulb lights up. Understand? So light up means you become conscious. You can be conscious of what you see, conscious of what you hear. So that third link, Yeah? Vijnanam is that consciousness. Yeah? Then when you input the content, yeah, it becomes the five aggregate of form and mind, the mental five aggregate. And this is how the Paticca-samuppada comes about. So it's not like what they say, the three period of time, where the rebirth consciousness condition the first aspect of the form and mind, means the human being is born, understand or not? So because of ignorance means the last thought, the death consciousness. So they say the death consciousness, when you, upon contact, there is ignorant contact, because of ignorance, it conditions straight away rebirth consciousness. So ignorant, they say activity of mind, they change that to what they call karmic volition, understand not? Karmic volition. In fact, karmic volition is karmic intention. So the intention that has avijja or delusion will give rise to rebirth consciousness. This is what they try to explain. Otherwise, they cannot explain. So this becomes the confusion in the traditional commentaries. In fact, Paticca-samuppada is not three periods of time. It's every moment, every instant. Within the sense basis, if you have mindfulness, you can see them occurring all the time. If it's only once over three periods of time, then why did the Buddha teach you? It's not useful, understand? So when you have this understanding, Paticca-samuppada become very different. Since we have to go for lunch, I better finish off this part. Okay, the second last paragraph. We almost finish. Okay, this is just a pure awareness or consciousness before the knowing or the perception and the labeling. Oh, okay, all this we have done, self-delusion. So it is delusion that condition living being to cling and grasp onto the five aggregate of form and mind, or the mundane mind. And this is the main cause of one's suffering. And because of the first two links of the dependent origination, avijja paccaya sankhara, every moment of consciousness, you will think and stir the mind. Because of your ignorance, that condition, your habitual tendency. So to think the wrong thought, and this is how you become heedless. So if there is no wisdom or yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, then the mind will be conditioned into craving. Via the link, vedana paccaya sankhara means dependent on feeling, craving arises, or craving comes to be when there is no wisdom or wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Okay, we stop here. And you can have your lunch. Sadhu. So after lunch, you come back at about 1:30. 1:30. Those who want to go up the hill, after lunch, you can wait for me. And I try to bring you up. The new people especially. Those old people you already know, you don't have to follow.